Well, good evening, everyone from around the world in the chat room and on the phone. Welcome to Monday Night Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina. We're so glad that you are joining and supporting this show. We cover personal to business readings daily. It is our pleasure and honor to answer your questions. Remember, your destiny can change. You have control of your future. We will give you the answers to the best of our abilities, and what you do with the information, well, that's up to you. Now, daily psychic readings are done on the website, www.theessenceofsuccess.net, from 11 a.m. in the morning to 7 p.m. every night. If you're not ready yet to schedule a reading, well, at least go to the website and subscribe so you can receive the monthly newsletter and any contest information. If you have any messages for us, send them to us at the website or our Facebook page, The Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the show phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. So, give you a little information before we begin. The new moon is October 27th, if you want to write that down. It's the last Sunday of this month. And the full moon is October 13th, next Sunday. I know, it's kind of twisted around, huh? It got like that from August when we had those two new moons in the same month. So that's why it's kind of like it should be the new moon and then the full moon, right? But the full moon is first. So it'll correct itself by the end of the year. So that's at new moon 27th, full moon October 13th. Also, all the horoscope signs are up. Go to the website, theessenceofsuccess.net. At the top of the page, click on YouTube icon. When you click on that, it'll take you to the page and just scroll down. Now, there's a business reading for the month of October. There's an entertainment reading for the month of October, as well as weather changes for the month of October. All the sun signs are there, too, so you scroll down. They're in groups like fire signs, water signs, earth, and air. And just go to your particular sign and click on that show. So anyway, so that's that. Let me see. Nina's not here tonight. Nina's still in doing her convention stuff, so she'll be back next Monday and Tuesday. So you guys have got me. Hee-hee. For Monday and Tuesday this week, and she'll be back, like I said, next week. So, and I'm not apologizing, but I was so pissed last week, y'all. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, Blog Talk Radio was down. They were having some kind of engineering problem. I don't know what it was, but trust me, they heard from me, and it wasn't very nice. I'll just put it like that. It was 3 days of show, so, you know, compensate the sister. Give me some money back or something because it's already stuff that already paid for. So compensate or something. But 3 days, it's not just me. I mean, anybody that has a Blog Talk Radio for a platform wasn't able to do shows for 3 days. Isn't that something? So they apologize to you. I'm just apologizing. I missed you guys, and I was mad because I wish I was on the air so I could answer questions and talk with you. Okay, so I think that's it. We can begin. Oh, prayer. Our highest good is now manifesting in every aspect of our lives. We are filled with love, health, joy, and prosperity. The world is blessed with peace and harmony. We sure hope so. We are all one with the higher power and the universe, so be it. Okay, well, I think we are ready to begin. I've done all the announcements, and I hope that Monday was a good Monday for everybody. It started out on a good note, I hope. Okay, and I want to invite in 302 and 313, so let's begin. Our first caller of the show is area code 302. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Okay, thank you. And this is my first time calling you, so I'm not sure, like, do you answer any kind of question? I mean,
Well, welcome. Welcome. Yeah, just give me one question, and I take it to the angels and the guides, and they come back with an answer.
Okay, because right now I'm going through some difficult times right now, and I'm kind of just wanting to know, you know, where things are headed for, like, my health, and I'm looking into maybe moving. Do you see any of that?
Okay, what's your priority question? Because I can only ask one question. So what's your priority that you'd like to know about?
Oh, okay, I wanted to know if I would be moving.
Okay. Are you thinking about moving to another state or just another area from where you're at right now?
Just another area.
I'm getting a state move. There's a woman, an aunt, or a cousin that may have invited you to come down and stay with them. Her. I don't know why I'm getting that right now, a female, that your expenses wouldn't be that much. She'd welcome you, in fact, to come in and move with her. It'd be companionship and some company in the house. Because it looks like it's a three-bedroom home. Hmm. What state are you in? Because I'm getting Florida.
No, I'm in Delaware.
Okay. Well, I'm getting Florida. Do you have any relatives in Florida?
No.
Okay. Well, anyway, that's what the first thing that came up that I got from the angels was that in the state of Florida, auntie or a cousin would love for you to come live with them. Okay, so are you going to be moving? Okay. Yes, they're saying in the fall or 6 months. If you don't move in the fall this year, then it'll be 6 months later.
Okay.
You don't particularly care for the neighborhood that you're in right now. Oh, God, it looks like almost like a desert where I see these things, these big balls going down the road. I don't know. Maybe Camino is not the best place to live at. I don't know.
No, it's not a bad place. It's just
it could be,
you know,
better.
I'm looking for, you know, a change in, you know, ranch-type home.
Susan, I'm seeing a high-rise building, but it's an adult facility. You guys probably don't have Stuart Anderson back there in Delaware. It's just adults only, but it's cheaper. Like, I think you have to be, you may not be old enough, because I just thought, I think you have to be 62 or 63 to go in there. But you're still in an apartment and everything. You know, you have your own apartment, but it's cheaper. But it's all adults, like 60 and up. That's what I wanted to say, 60 and up, it's all adults. I see that not too far from you, and it's a high rise, like maybe about 10 floors, maybe.
That
but,
wouldn't be something I would do.
Oh, okay.
Definitely not. Yeah,
okay.
Definitely not.
Well, they're showing me, yeah, okay. Well, the angels are showing me that is cost-effective, I'll put it like that. Cost-saving and cost-effective. And probably wouldn't be too bad for a companionship or meeting, you know, new people, stuff like that. Now, the other thing they're showing me right now is a duplex. That's, okay, they showed me the adult housing. Now they're showing me a duplex, which is like a Rambler, one level, but side by side. And
that's where I live in now.
There are two bedrooms. Oh, well, and I see two bedrooms. Well, if that's where you're at now, is that what you want to move
right
to something similar?
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to move to somewhere, to where you're living now?
I'm just, like, not sure. I'm looking to maybe move down to the beach, but I just don't know if that's going to happen or not. And I'm looking into moving with my boyfriend because he has a house, too.
Oh.
So we both would have to
sell
our houses. But the problem is my sister, because I'm trying to, like, She lives by herself and I live by myself, and we don't want to necessarily live together, you know, in the same house or anything. So that's where it's like, I'm not sure location wise where I want to move to.
Oh, you don't want to move too far away from your sister?
She won't move down the beach. So that's the thing. I wanted to go down the beach, but I know she won't. So
okay.
That's where I'm kind of like.
But you
kind of
look after, make sure she's okay. So.
Well, yeah.
Or you two look after each other, I should say.
Well, my mom just passed away 6 months ago, so it's like, yeah, she's older than me, and it's just, we have no other family. It's just really her and me, and my brother lives in South Carolina, so.
Well, yeah, I can understand you
don't
move too far. Well, those are the two places, Susan. Of course, I didn't ask about a man, but I just asked about you for moving. So, actually, three. Even though you said you would be going to Florida, but the first one was Florida, either an aunt or a cousin. And the second was the adult facility, just 10 stories tall. And then the third thing was the duplex side by side, which you said you're doing that right. You're living in there right now.
Yeah,
so
I already have that now.
Maybe that's validation for
where
you live at. Yeah.
Hmm.
So food for thought, young lady.
Okay,
food
thank you.
Thought. You're welcome, and you have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay, next caller.
Hi,
area
how are you? Hi.
Fine, who's this?
Sherelle. Hi, how are you?
Fine. This is Sherelle?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to make sure I pronounce your name correctly, Sherelle. Well, how are you doing today, young lady?
Good, how are you?
Terrific.
That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I wanted to know when will I see Sam?
Sam? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little distant from you. Did you guys have a little bit of a disagreement? Or argument?
Yeah,
kind
of, sort of. Yeah.
Okay. Because the left side of my head was twinging. And I was like, okay, it's not like bad anger, but more like it's just twinging, like, okay, there must have been a misunderstanding or something there. Yeah, because I see him at a distance. You know the guy really cares about you, don't you? You know he really does.
No.
Well,
no,
he does,
I don't.
Even though he's acting contrary, as old folks say, he really does like you.
Oh, yeah.
Bless his heart. He just wears his heart on his sleeve, Lord. He's so sensitive. Bless his heart.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to man up. That argument was not that bad, okay?
No, it wasn't. Right.
No, you need to man up. He's just sensitive. I'm not talking about him because there's nothing wrong with a man being sensitive. Shit, it should be more of him be sensitive. But, you know, it's like
stubborn.
His feelings can get hurt easy. Yeah.
He's more stubborn. I don't know. I just think he's stubborn to me.
Well, look, I'm asking, when is he going to come back? Oh, Lord. My angels are so crazy. They're showing me this guy doing the electric slide, going back and forth with you. That's what I see him doing, the electric slide. That is too funny. Okay, angels. That is too funny.
What that
mean? Back and forth. Back and forth. Because you know when you do the slide, right? You're going back and forth, right? Side to side.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. So he needs to make a commitment. You know, like, okay, I'm going to stay here.
I ain't seen him since July.
Yeah, because he's doing an electric slide. He's backing up. He thinks about you, then he backs up. Yeah, but the guy really does like you. Let me ask if he's seeing another woman.
Yeah.
Angels descend.
Yeah, I already know
Ooh,
that.
Wow, I got a toothache. She's she's a pain and is. Okay.
Oh wow.
She's a pain. Because my tooth was aching and it was one of my molars, so that's a big pain. And because you know when you have a toothache, it's so irritating, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just irritates. So you either get it pulled or go get something and put on it to stop the pain. That's what I'm picking up right now. This woman, but it's not a relationship. It's almost like okay, you know, y'all know me. I shoot from the hip. It's like he went and got some booty, came back home, didn't give a damn. Okay.
Wow.
For her, she didn't look at it that way. For him, it was no big thing because he didn't care. And I mean, I know that's not nice, but he really didn't. It was just, it was like this. You served a purpose, I served a purpose. Bye. And
right.
So she, she's not nagging him. She's just pissing him off with the things she says. You know, it's like she wants to get back at him. It's like, how could you do this to me? But he didn't put no gun on her, all right? He didn't rape her.
All right.
He didn't do nothing like that. Okay, so it ain't nothing like that. Yeah, it was chicken shit what he did, but there was a choice there. There was a choice. I'm not taking up for him, and I ain't taking up for her because you're grown people, so you have a choice. You put your own self in situations. But, yeah, but he could care less. So that's why I'm saying that
right.
the toothache, she like, you know, it's like, this effort working my last good nerve, Lord. But you know what? This is why we tell men, when you go out there, realize who you're dealing with. And women, too, because you might be dealing with a handicap. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I ain't talking about
Thank
physical
you.
Handicap. I'm talking about your mind. Where's your mind
right.
at? Yeah.
Thank
like
you.
Like I said, where he don't think it's nothing, it's no big thing, because he really does care about you. I can feel those feelings for you within him. But still,
really?
you can't treat people
see
like that.
That.
Yeah, he does.
I can't
he does
tell.
Care about you.
I can't tell. Yeah, he got me.
I told you,
my number.
Your brother doing a electric slide.
Yeah. No, he got my number blocked. I did. He got my number blocked. I text him. He don't respond. I text up different numbers. He don't respond to me. He don't care about me.
Oh. Now, Sam, why are you doing this? Because you're not in a relationship. He's not seeing nobody. I don't know why he's just being ornery. Or they say just evil and angry.
Right.
Yeah, because there's no reason. You know, I don't see any depression or dread or anything like that coming from you. You know what I mean? Like when he thinks about you, I'm not getting that on him. So maybe he's scared of commitment. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe he's scared of commitment. Huh.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Give it, before you kick him to the curb, because he's not a bad dude. Sam really is not a bad dude. I'm not forgiving him for what he did, but, you know, like I said, they're grown. That's your own choice. But
right.
at least giving, I would say, at least giving till the end of the month. If he doesn't show
All
back
right.
up in your life before Halloween, then, okay, go ahead, step. But I'm just saying, he may call you between now and Halloween and want to get with you. So that's why I'm asking
you,
don't kick him to the curb. Give him an opportunity to explain whatever, right? And if you still feel like that ain't you, then so be it. So be it.
Okay, I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you so much. You have a good night.
Okay, you too, Sherelle. Thanks for calling. Have a beautiful week. Okay, you're listening. Oops. You're listening to Monday Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And the phone number to the show is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And don't forget to push 1, you guys, so you get in a queue, because otherwise it drops you down, you know, and I want you to stay at the top. By the way, let me welcome in Purple Peel. Welcome to the show. So glad that you are here. So glad that you're here. Okay.
Our next caller is area code 929. You're on the air with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, girls. How are you? It's Lisa.
I'm doing fine. And who is this?
Alisa.
Alisa. Oh, hi, Alisa. How are you today?
I'm doing good myself.
Ooh, hold up. Don't say anything. There's a lot of laughter around you, and there's a man. He's got he's got his hair cut short to his scalp. I mean, just joy. It's almost like it's going through my body, like I'm tickled, like my brothers or something tickling me. You know, that's how I feel. Just joy, and laughter. I don't know who it is, but I see this person around you, and it's just happiness. Happiness. Okay, go ahead with your question now. But I had to tell you that because that was like real strong.
I was going to ask you about a car, but about this man. Oh, I love it.
Yeah, Elisa, I think you know who he is. Now, look, he's a little thick. He's not fat now or obese, but, you know, he's thick.
Okay.
You know, like a football player. He's thick, so you know what he looks like, medium complexion. And he's a nice-looking brother. He's a professional,
okay,
too. Brother about his money. He's a professional.
Yeah.
And he's single.
Yeah. Oh, yep. I love
and
it.
And he's single. And when you meet him, do not worry about age, because age is a number when it comes to him. It looks like he's probably in his early 40s, but the brother's very mature. Very mature for his age. I always say, too, age ain't nothing but a number, because you know what? You could get with somebody your age and be the biggest fool in the world and get with somebody that's 7 or 8 years or 10 years younger than you and treat you like a queen. Ain't that crazy?
Exactly.
But it happens.
Yeah,
it happens.
Okay.
So there is an age difference with this guy, but when you meet him, don't kick him to the curb. And he's got a smile.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you how you're going to know him. Not only is he's nice looking, and like I said, he got his hair cut, he's professional, he's got a beautiful Colgate smile.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Beautiful. That's what's going to make him stand out when you meet him. When you see that smile, you're like, oh, Miss Linus told me about you. I know. Yeah, but that's coming up, and that's coming up pretty quick.
Okay.
In about a week or less. They're telling me 14 days, but it could be less. So, yeah, that guy's coming up quick. I don't know where you're going to meet him at, but he's coming up quick. But it's laughter. I don't know. Maybe you're enjoying some friends. Maybe you guys are out and about, because it's just joy, pure joy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right.
Okay. So ask me about your car now. I just had to get that, that with you.
Love it. Okay. So I wanted to – I'm looking into getting a car. It can be a secondhand car. It does not have to be new. I'm thinking, it all depends, because my finances will start looking better possibly after the new year, but I wanted to get one, a secondhand car, when I moved to New Jersey.
Why can't you get the car in November? I'm seeing November. I just wrote it down.
You know what? I can. That's not a problem. I can do it in November.
Yeah. You may be already aware of this, Elisa. You know, when you buy a car at the end of the year, November and December, it's way cheaper because they want to get rid of the inventory. So, you know, when you negotiate then, it's always November and December, it's in the favor of the buyer, not the seller.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
TikTok,
put it on the back burner. Yeah.
All right.
You know, but anyway, I got November. That's what I wrote down, that you were getting a car in November. So, and it looks like either right before Thanksgiving or right after. In fact, it might be week of Thanksgiving. It's right. I'm seeing 1, 2, 3. So either the week before, the week of, or the week after. 1, 2, 3. Yep. So let's put it this way: before November ends, you will be in your new car. I know it could be used, but it's still a new car to you, so I look at it like
that. It's a new car, yes. That sounds excellent, because I need some wheels. I take the train a lot, but I just can't. I'm done with taking the train. I'm, like, so jaded. I can actually drive to work, too, so they do have parking. So I just set up with the tools,
But the train is cheaper, and then there's no wear and tear on your car either.
I know my youngest daughter, she takes a train into Seattle every day. And it's cheaper. It saves her on her car.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
And parking. Yeah, yeah. $2.50 compared to about $10 parking a day.
I would definitely take the train. Save some money. You could use that money for gas.
Oh, God, I know. It ain't got crazy yet. Let's just hold on. We don't know what's going to happen in November after the election.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You think Trump is going to be reelected?
Yeah, he is.
You know what? I think the same too.
But I'll tell you, okay. But at least I'll tell you what because I've spoken to some other metaphysical people, you know, in different fields, and I told them that I see him getting reelected, but he will not complete that second term.
Yeah.
Now
you're right.
I don't know if he's going to step down, be impeached, or somebody assassinating. But I only see him there not even 2 years, like a year and a half, and he's gone.
He's gone, yeah.
And I don't see Pence running with him this time for, because I got into this psychically. Pence, he threw under the bus. He don't really care about Pence, no way, to be honest with you. He kind of fell out with Pence quite a while ago. Pence don't know it, but he's going to get somebody else for his running mate. It's not going to be Pence. Somehow or another, he's going to get rid of Pence. It's not going to be him.
Yeah, I think he threw a lot of people under the bus.
Well, let me tell you one other thing. There's going to be some more whistleblowers, too, Elisa, coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. There's some more. Now, the only thing that I say, and you know the woman that came forward from Ukraine, she's a whistleblower, the female. She was second in command over there under the PM. Those people loved her, Elisa. They loved that woman. She brought in good programs for people with jobs or women with children, you know, to support and all that. And Trump's had her fired.
Oh, my goodness.
Through the PM. She said, oh, so you going to make me lose my job in my country and you live in the United States? I'm fixing to tell some shit on your ass now. We going to really get loud.
Oh,
I'm all for her. She got my vote. I'm all for her. I told my Polish girlfriend, I said, I'm backing her 150%. How you going to tell somebody in another country about their people? Just shut the hell up and try and run America so we can live in peace.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care what's happening in Ukraine or Romania or Turkey. I don't. I'm concerned about what's happening here. I want to be able to walk out my door and come home every day without trying to whoop somebody's ass, but, you know. Yeah, but anyway, some more whistleblowers are going to come forward. My concern is that will they ever get the Congress to testify, or will they be killed? Hey, money talks and bullshit walk, and there's some people that are more powerful than Trump's, way more powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're right about
this
that.
This is going to be interesting. Yes, ma'am. So it's going to be interesting to see. And I told him also, talking to my other friend, metaphysical friends, I said, Epstein ain't dead. They put Epstein on a boat, and he's living in Chile. And now more people are believing that, right? Because they said, well, that's really shaky. Where was the funeral? Blah, blah, blah. I said, the man ain't dead. This man dealt with royalty and PMs and presidents. He's got stuff all the way around this world on them little USB ports. They don't know where it is. But if he dies, how do you know you don't have something in place? Okay, Lisa, if you hear about me dying, I want you to take this to the Washington Post. Okay. Okay. That's why he's still alive.
Yeah.
They don't know where he got all this. He's smart. Epstein ain't stupid.
Yeah.
That's why he was laughing in jail. I ain't going nowhere.
Oh, yeah, he knew. I think, yeah, he killed himself deliberately.
Oh, you think he's dead? No. Epstein ain't dead. Mm-mm. It got him out of here. Nah, he ain't dead. Look, the man got three islands. I mean, he went to Chile, but he can't go to none of his island homes because, you know, the FBI and Interpol and everybody's all on him, so he can't go to anywhere at his home. He's down there in Chile wearing a poncho and a hat. Shit. Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going to keep my eye open on that one, my eye and ears open.
Yeah, well, check out, too, on YouTube. If you go into the website, go to the YouTube icon above, and you'll see below I did a business entertainment. And you know what? It's coming to pass. I said I saw three deaths, two men and one woman, Diana Carroll, the comedian, and I think somebody else died just before him. So what I'm going to do at the end of the month, I'm going to go back when I did all this stuff for October and do the validations, you know, validate myself.
Yeah. That will be good, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You can ask another question because you know what? It was another caller, but I see she dropped off. So you know what? Go for it, Alicia.
Okay. So you know what? So after the new year, well, you know what? Let me ask you this. Okay, so I have, I'm going to start looking for a part-time job in the health field. I have my I have my PCA, okay? And I keep, I'm going to register with some agencies. I'm keeping my daytime job, but I wouldn't mind doing something extra on the side to make some extra, to work part-time. So do you see something coming up this month, or do you think it will be happening next month?
So you said you got your PCA.
Oh,
what is that? I don't know.
It's for personal care aid. It's almost like an HHA or a CNA, but it's the same thing, but it's personal care aid to help with elderly people.
Oh, girl, yeah. Mm-hmm. You can get a job like that anytime. That's not a problem. You better tell them part time because they'll be able to put you on full time.
I can be full time overnight. Yeah. Okay. So you think that'll be no problem? Okay. Because I told somebody else that.
I said the job may start part time. I said, but I see you working full time. Aubrey Dern, that lady called in on one show and to let me know. She said, Miss Lennis, I'm working 40 hours. I said, I told you it was going to happen. You know, if you're good, people want you. So that's why I'm saying you better tell them, I got a day job. It's just part-time, really. Because they'll be like, could you come in on Monday, 8 to 5, or something like that. Yeah. But you're needed.
I can do weekends.
You are needed, so you don't, whenever you want to do it. Whenever, in fact, only don't apply. You know what? We got one more Mercury retrograde coming up, and I believe it's the end of Thanksgiving and the beginning of December.
Okay.
It's right. It covers both those months, right at the end and the beginning. So, if you apply, now and by Thanksgiving. After that, I wouldn't. Because, Mercury retrograde is always screwy.
I'm starting to learn. Yes, it does. Yes, I'm learning.
Yeah. Crazy things happen, but anyway. And then sometimes good, because sometimes I've been through Mercury retrograde, and it was beautiful for me. I didn't have anything to complain about. It actually worked in my favor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, part-time job, you got that. What else? Ask one more, and then I'm going to close her out.
What else should I ask about? So my settlement check is going to be coming soon,
Yes, November, one of them.
November, wow, okay. November. All right, cool. So the one
remember because
I
saw one in November and Nina saw March. So
okay.
yeah.
Oh, that's for the, yeah, that's for something else. I got to start getting that paperwork together. Yeah, yeah. She's so March of 2021. So that's something totally different. I got to get that together now. I can't go into details about it, but I'll mention it to you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just putting the paperwork together.
Okay. Okay. Well, other than that, you're looking pretty good there, young lady.
Finally.
Yeah. You're looking good. What's your sun sign?
I'm a Leo.
Leo?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. You guys have been through the last 2 years through the ringer. I remember part of your, because I did the sun signs too. So when you go over there to the website, to YouTube, go down, you'll see, you know, fire signs, water, air, earth, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Leo. I said, boy, Leo, you've had a hard 2 years, but it's time. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I said it was time to share. Let people know how you feel and what's going on with you if they don't understand. Because you've been quiet or sullen. Yeah. But I said the last 2 years have been, you know, it's been a challenge.
It has been. Oh, my, you just do not know how. It's just been a, it definitely had its ups and downs. So it's how I'm still focused, I don't know. But.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
That was it to bring your focus back up. Yep. You right on the nose. That's what I was saying, you know. Bring it back up, share so that, you know, of course, with people that you feel comfortable with sharing your personal business, you know. But that they understand. Because I don't think some people realize what you guys were going through because you didn't really voice it.
Hey,
you
know, you
know
what,
little
you,
bits and pieces here and there, but you didn't just, like, say, fucking piss me off. You didn't say that. I'll say it for you. I'll my Bernie Mac. I'll say it for you.
You are right. Yes. So, but there's no more looking back for me. I can't look back anymore. So.
No. Everything is going to be looking up. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Going to be looking up. All right. Well, I'm going to call it a night. Because there's no other callers.
Okay.
Let me check in the.
Oh, wow.
Purple Will. Mentalectuals. Oh, no, that's a guy. It was a man. Oh, shoot. He said there's not many mentalectuals remaining. We are a rare creed. Yeah, I bet you are. Because everybody can't count to 10. That's my question when I meet a man. Can you count 1 to 10? I don't ask about common sense because it ain't common. So can you count? Can you say your alphabet backwards? Like, who, you a new fool? But anyway, well, thank you, Elisa, so much for calling. I enjoy speaking with you and giving you some reading.
Okay, I'm
my
great.
Pleasure
I'm
and honor.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so right now I am definitely, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling great. I love the reading. Thank you. I feel lucky.
You're most welcome. Just remember now, real quick, in 2 weeks or less, you're going to meet that guy that's got that beautiful, beautiful Chester Cat smile or Colgate smile, so don't forget about him.
Yeah, I love it.
And then when you call back and give us the name, we'll really get deep into him. Find out all his business.
Oh, yeah, sounds awesome.
Okay.
I can't
wait. Have a wonderful week, and thank you so much for calling. I do appreciate you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, you've been listening to Monday Night Psychic Readings with Linus here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Remember, the new moon is October 27th and the full moon is October 13th. And, Columbus Day. I forgot about that. Columbus Day is on the 14th, which is next Monday. Next Monday is Columbus Day. So I guess it's a holiday for some people. I think most places, the post office, I guess, or the banks are closed. I'm not for sure, but anyway. Okay, well, I'll be here tomorrow night. Call in 6 o'clock on the West Coast, 9 o'clock on the East Coast. And it is my pleasure, my honor to answer your questions. I enjoy it. I love it. And be sure and check me out on the website on YouTube. You get to see me in person doing the readings and predictions. How about that? So I'm not just a nut on the phone. I'm a nut on the air. All right, y'all. Have a good week. And for some of you, I'll see you tomorrow night at 6 o'clock for Tuesday night free psychic readings. All right. Take care, everybody.
Possibilities in the moves we can make.